Waiting for me to go? What are we doing?
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show.
I'm waiting for that.
Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. And Hugh?
Yes, this segment is brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's summer menu is back, everybody, featuring a mouth-watering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We'll be at McGurk's Horsham next Thursday for deadline day. That's where we're going.
Yep. There you go. McGurk's is awesome.
It is.
McGurk's
nice
in Horsham next Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Should be an interesting deadline day. Hopefully some big news breaks while you're at McGurk's. That would be exciting.
There will be.
Start doing
beers
in the bar.
I think something's going to happen.
You think so?
He hopes.
That doesn't sound too convincing to me.
No, he hopes. You're speaking it into existence, my fault.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Hugh.
I got you.
You have faith in Dave Dombrowski?
I do.
I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. I'm not feeling great about it. What about you, Hugh? Faith?
That he's going to make a move?
Yep.
Not a move that's going to make you guys happy.
You got to believe.
I believe it's not going to make anybody happy.
Well, hopefully he does. Hopefully the Phils can pick up a big piece at the deadline next week. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You people coming up at 1:45. We'll get back phones in a few minutes here. But we got to do an explicit snack of the night here. Now, do we know what... what has the theme been this week on Snack?
Oh, well, I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
So you're probably going to guess this one pretty easily. It's
explicit.
Yeah, it's explicit.
Changed the name to Explicit Snack of the Night.
It is. It's Explicit Snack of the Night. This one I just want to play because it's funny. You're going to guess. You're going to be able to guess what it is.
Okay.
I think if you're paying attention, here it is.
You get a nice, large, the proper amount of glaze is crucial here. The two fingers I used are very sticky. Yes! the proper amount of glaze. There are some places, they don't even glaze the whole They'll do a little drizzle across it, maybe a little thick drizzle. So you'll get bites where there's just, it's with a hint of glaze. No. Don't do it like that. If you're going to do it, and I'm going to have something unhealthy for me, I want it done correctly, which means more glaze, the better. No, I don't need, like, it's super thick to where it's almost like there's so much glaze that it turns into, like, it has a color to it. It's, like, white because it's such a thick glaze that it's hardened on top. No. But thick enough to where the entire top, bottom, sides are all shiny. You get a nice like this. It's got the fluffiness to it. Very thick.
It's a donut, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter.
the bleeps were just perfect.
It's the art of bleeping it at the right spot in the word.
Yeah, that was tremendous. your thoughts.
What you?
I ain't said nothing, man. See, I feel like I'm being set up with stuff like this. I'm starting to feel like it's a setup.
Yeah. I don't know how Johnson does that with the straight face. I really
guilty.
Don't. I mean, that does take a special kind of talent to be able to do that without cracking up.
Yeah, we are some kind of different around these parts, man. We need to grow up a little bit.
Just needs the exact right amount of glaze.
That right there, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was so.
Shout out to John Johnson's a special guy.
Need a thick drizzle.
Thick drizzle.
he like his whole donut glaze.
I think you almost slipped, bro.
The bleeps are just the best part.
That,
outstanding
his whole donut glaze. That was crazy.
He wants it done correctly.
Yep.
That's all.
Yep.
He just wants it done correctly.
Thick enough drizzle to wear. Yep.
To wear what?
All glazed.
You want it?
You all right, Hugh?
No. I'm not.
It's been
okay.
A long day for Hugh today.
I am not okay. Oh, it's Friday.
All right, well, I'm excited. Yeah, well, John, next up for John, he'll have to address next week whether he's pro, whether he's saying yes or no to do.
Yep.
That's right. The natural follow-up.
That's the perfect follow-up.
Yeah, perfect follow-up to that stack of the night. Let's go to John in Riverton. What's up, John?
Hey, I was at a meeting that the Eagles had about building a new stadium. The reason they said that they're talking about it now is because their lease ends up in 2032. So they had a focus group, and they had about six people in each group. I knew there must have been at least 12 groups because I was in the 12th. And this majority of the people are, like you guys, wanted an open-air stadium because it's the Northeast, and that's what we do. But I'm 70 years old. I wanted a dome stadium. I'm like you. Let's put the dome in.
Yeah, I'm with the dome, man. Put that dome in, man.
And the reason is I'm 70 years old, and they're not going to build if they're not going to build this stadium for another 7 years, I'm out.
Yeah, no, I don't know, John. I don't even think they need a new stadium. Like, I understand why, like, Jeffrey Lurie would want to do it, because it does open up opportunities to make more money. I mean, you can have Super Bowls there, you can have Final Fours there, all that stuff you can't do, obviously, in an open-air stadium. But I just, like, I look at the Link, I think the Link is in really good shape, and for a football stadium, I think it's fine.
Well, you haven't been on the second level during halftime.
Right. Well, you can't walk around the entire stadium.
It's wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
They should have a second floor just to walk over the people that are standing there.
So, John, you want a new stadium but not a dome. Is that correct?
No, I want a dome. I'm with you.
Oh, you are? You do want a dome.
One of the things they did say, how about an open-air stadium with heated seats?
That sounds like a win.
I'd be for that.
This is the softest thing I've ever heard.
You guys are wusses, man. Come on. It's
I'm
a football
seven
game.
Years old.
Call me names. Call me names.
I've been going to Eagle games since 1972.
Been going since 72.
Come on, John. I know you're a tough guy. Like, you can sit outside for a few hours.
No.
Yeah, well, I did have a streak going to like 328 games, but I got COVID and that stopped. And last year I had to give away to my
son. He ain't trying to get COVID no more?
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to get COVID.
I'm not trying to encourage John to get COVID.
You trying to put John in the upper room? Not yet. We ain't trying to go.
Nobody's trying to do that.
We ain't trying to put him in the upper room.
What do you got for a bad movie, John?
All right, this is one that was called Parasite. It wasn't the one that won an Oscar. It was one a few years ago with Demi Moore in it.
That was okay. A good movie.
I don't know about that.
I like four. I looked at just looked at that on IMDb. It's a 4 out of 10 on
Seriously?
IMDb.
Seriously, she was up for an award for that. When you're talking about when she was a fitness model, right?
She was like 14 years old or 15 years old. One of the lines in there: "There's no cure, Patricia."
I thought he was. Wait a minute, John. The Parasite. I think
you're thinking about the Substance, right?
Oh, that's what it is. I'm thinking about Substance. Yeah, that was a good one.
I've heard about that one. I never saw that one.
Parasite.
The Parasite that came out a few years ago was a really good movie. Yeah, I thought that's not good. The one he's
talking about. The one the Asian movie, right?
Yeah,
that was pretty
something.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick update: a tweet from John Heyman. I don't know if this is necessarily a report or just speculation, but I'm assuming he put it out there for a reason. Philly's yet another potential fit for Eugenio Suarez with Boehm out and a need for a righty bat. I'm just telling you, man.
I just feel like
I do crazy things.
Suarez is going to cost a lot, man.
You think he's a rental?
Yeah, but so many teams could use him.
But, demand is going to be high, but right. I don't know what exactly that amounts to at the end of the day.
Mm. Right. What's it? Is he a rental? Is he done at the end of the year?
I think this is the last year of his contract.
Well, that could be interesting because that could be one where I could see you getting him, even though a lot of people are going to be in the mix, I could see you getting him without needing to give up Painter. You know, if you were highlighting a package with like Aiden Miller, you could probably get Suarez for that.
Aiden Miller? I don't think it's going to take nearly
that
much.
You don't think it would take that much?
No, he's 33 and he's a free agent after this.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
I mean, he's on a club option right now.
Yeah.
With the Diamondbacks picked up.
Well, I mean, you definitely, I think, have to give up Crawford. Like, I don't think you can get it without giving up Crawford.
I don't even know, man.
I think with the market that's out there, I think you need to give up Crawford for him. But we'll see. I mean,
I think I would do that.
Yeah, if you could do it without giving up the top two guys, especially. Like, I'm just not as big on Miller as some people are. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, Eugenio Suarez would fit perfectly in this lineup. The question would just be, when Boehm comes back,
where are you going to put him?
Right. How do you shift everything else around? You'd either, it's one or two things. You'd either need to move Bryce back to the outfield, or you need to play Kyle Schwarber in left, which you probably would take that trade off for the extra offense. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up, Jim?
TK, I'm going to stick up for you today because Hugh took kind of a shot at you. He did. He took a shot at you earlier today with that picture from yesterday. You asked Hugh what his worst movie was. What does he do? He looks at you and he's like, this little dude.
Yeah, he did say that.
It went over
my head, Jim.
You couldn't come up with another bad movie? You're just like, oh, yeah, it's about a little dude.
No, it was. I forgot the name of the movie. I forgot what it said, Your Height Only
said,
or something like
that. Yeah, you said it was a 4-foot superhero?
Yeah, yeah. He was kicking tail, too. Yeah. Kicking butt and taking name.
There you go, Jim.
Mean, tough little guy.
Look, Arizona, Vegas, Dallas, Houston, they need those because of the weather. But, I mean, AT&T Stadium is probably second best to SoFi. Those are great stadiums. But, you know, Hugh, when it's cold out, what do the ladies want to do besides drink? They want to cuddle.
Yep, just like the Coldplay concert.
Yeah,
they want to cuddle.
Yeah, that did kind of
just like Coldplay. Well, yeah. Coldplay was hot out,
especially
he wasn't cold.
Yeah, I didn't put those two together. You're right, Cowboy Jim. You're right. They do want to cuddle, especially when you're trying to save your marriage.
But I was smoking crack.
And let me tell you, Hugh, I wish you had played for the Miami Dolphins because I've been down here in Miami Beach all week, and I'm telling you, the things I see here, you're not going to see on the Delaware River. You know, with these yachts and these ladies laying out. Too bad you didn't play here and work down here because you would need a neck roll every day.
Breaking my neck. Oh, yeah, it sounds
breaking
sounds
your neck.
Off.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Worst movie is Happy Birthday, Harris Malden. There was a really good actor in it by the name of Hugh Douglas. He played Big Ben. So that's my worst movie.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
appreciate
a lot, Jim.
What's it called again?
I didn't tell you.
You were in a movie?
Yes, that was shot here in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
What's it called again? Months.
Did you have a big role?
I was the guy that ran the nursing home.
Okay.
And I lost somebody's grandmother.
Bro, all right, hold on.
So were you kind of
have to tell me the name of this movie. Like, I'm going to find it.
What are you talking about?
What's the name of the movie again?
I forgot.
Working in
I forgot.
I'm just going to listen back.
He said, Happy Birthday, Harris.
You know
Happy Birthday, Harris Malden.
I forgot.
Is what he said.
I forgot you could do that.
Yeah, there's this website called IMDb
yeah.
where you can find anything about any movie ever. I'm just envisioning if Hugh's working in a nursing home in this movie, Hugh was like the orderly from the original Happy Gilmore, the Ben Stiller role. That'd be pretty fun.
I mean, I'm going to track down this movie.
Okay.
I see it.
You see it?
Happy Birthday, Harris Malden. I just got to figure out where to watch it. Yeah.
Does Hugh have a credit in it?
You know what? I don't see. No.
Oh, mm-mm. Man. Well, we'll have to correct that.
This is D-list activity by Douglas.
Let's go to Warren in Delaware. What's up, Warren?
What up, Warren?
Hey, what's up, man? Fellas, I love Fridays because you are like a middle schooler, man.
What I do? Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. It's not just me.
You got a cat. Because it's funny. It's funny as hell. I ain't going front. But, yo, man, you got to give up on the dome thing, man. No.
Why?
No. Listen, I don't like the cold either. And my motto is if the temperature is my age or below, it's too damn cold. So I'm with you. I'm in my 60s. So check this out.
I'm listening.
No dome, man. Stay at home and watch the game.
That's a Philadelphian right there.
No dome.
Go home.
You can't do the dome. You can't. This is a football city. We got to be playing football outside. It's
very
simple.
The weather's like the 12th man on the field. The weather's like the 12th man. Come on, man.
Yeah, but Hugh's going to be cold, Warren. That's the problem.
Hey, they got them battery-operated underwear, man. Get on out there, man.
They do got them battery-operated coats, though. They have those nowadays, too.
Yeah.
Man, I bet you got one. Hold up. You don't have a coat.
I don't. Jack Daniels gave me a coat that I'm going to wear.
They gave me a coat. It was so funny when we brought this up, you know, in our meeting before the show, because we could see the wheels turning in Hugh's head when he's like, oh, it's cold.
It's cold outside. I didn't say anything because I didn't feel like being attacked in the meeting.
Yeah.
So I left it for the air.
We all knew. You didn't need to say anything.
No, I just
we
got quiet. Knew. I got quiet.
We you gave us a little,
yeah.
Like, uh-oh.
I got quiet.
It's cold out there.
It's cold outside.
What do you have for a bad movie, Warren?
Somebody took my bad movie early with Pootie Tang, but I got to go with that Blair Witch Project, man.
Blair Witch Project made a ton of bread when
That's
it came out, though.
But it was awful.
Well, it was awful because it really didn't have it was the unknown that was basically scaring people because it didn't really have. It was shot on like an iPhone, one of the first generation iPhones, and it was all about, I guess, innuendo.
Yeah, I was too young to watch it at the time, but then when I did watch it, I expected like this horrifying movie, and it was just like nothing happened.
They blew up. It was that and it was another movie with Michael B. Jordan that was kind of like that, where they started shooting it from the angle of like a documentary type angle. Yeah, those movies did pretty good back in the day.
Yeah.
Because it was suspenseful. They were suspenseful.
By the way, last time we worked together, I told you I kept falling asleep. I hadn't finished Sinners. No, I did finish it. I thought it was great.
That's good. I really enjoyed it.
So,
did you catch some of the metaphors?
I did. Yeah, I think so.
Went completely over Spike here.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good movie.
No, Spike good. Spike just caught it straight. Spike just caught it straight.
but now we'll get back to the phones in a few minutes. But now it's time as every day to check in with you people.
Oh, no.
You people.
Yes,
it's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Embrace the you people brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepick.nj.gov. Hugh's power slap idea gaining a lot of traction in the chat. Someone said it's the first good idea I've ever heard from Douglas. The Joe versus Jack power
slap. I'm winning somebody over slowly. Yep. They're winning them over slowly.
Yeah, speaking of, Hugh talking about huffing glue explains a lot.
I walked into that one.
Certainly does.
Bringing up Dome with Hugh is a bad idea. We all should have known.
We should have foresaw that happening. Yep.
Stop it, Hugh. Worry about that shiny chrome dome you're rocking for.
Stop. Yeah, I just say that. It is looking kind of shiny. It's looking shiny.
This one's kind of mean. Did the whole class used to laugh when Hugh was called on to read in middle school?
You know what? Just had a flashback. Did you know what?
He's like that kid, Billy Madison. Hey,
and when they laughed, I swung on him. Wow, shut up. Wow.
Violence.
Yep.
Okay, is that it? That's
no,
it for
no, no,
you
no,
people?
No, no,
well, no,
that's
no,
it for
no,
you.
No.
Don't worry. We got plenty more. So we have people are calling out job descriptions for Tom Kelly. Oh. I actually got one real quick today. God looks like a Wawa employee in Kensington.
Why in Kensington?
I don't know. I don't appreciate that one, though. Not very nice. TK looks like he showed up today sick to his 7th grade class picture. TK looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I think I've heard that one before.
What the heck?
They're trying to say you need to drop a couple, dog.
I know. Yeah. You don't think that's been a theme yet?
Looking fluffy.
Back before Shred season, they were killing me about that. Saying I look a little poofy.
DK looks like a professional shadow boxer.
What does that mean?
You know what a shadow boxer is?
No.
Shadow boxing is just punching the air.
Just punching the air.
Okay.
But you do it professionally.
DK looks like he sells decaying fish at a discounted price.
What, decaying fish?
Who's going to eat with them fish? Who's going to eat them fish?
Well, DK.
These are very creative.
DK's going to rip you off. Yep. Looks like the guy that used to wait outside the high school cafeteria and ask if you're going to finish your lunch.
What you doing?
God, man.
And lastly, just a couple new additions to the bracket of Hughes. We have Huff and Hugh, which is definitely a new one with the whole Huff and Glue situation. We found that out. And then the last one is Dead Air Douglas. This is not the first time, but listen to how pregnant this pause is from Hugh.
Right, that's how you get punched in the face.
Devin has had some real funny moments this week.
What's your ruling?
Because
I didn't even notice that at the time that it was so
long. That was a couple self edits. I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, how far down this rabbit hole am I willing to go?
Well, that's the thing, because we do have, you have kind of off air communication. I can tell when you're about to continue talking. And that's the thing. I thought you were going to keep going, and then you definitely
stopped. Because I was about to say something, then I'm like, listen.
That was a third trimester pregnant.
That was
dude. Listen to this again.
Right, that's how you get punched in the face.
That's had some real funny moments this week.
What's your rule? Is that we're waiting for a rule
on the air.
And you can't stop laughing.
Because it was a few things running through my mind at the time. I'm like, Kyle did this on purpose because he knew he wouldn't let me hear it because he knew that I was going to probably react the way that I reacted.
Two different things happen when Hugh tries an impromptu self-edit. You get this.
I can't even get it out.
I'm trying to be better.
But the alternative is the death.
Right, that's how you get punched in the face.
Devin has had some real funny moments this week. Dog.
What's your rule? I was trying to let you fight your way through it, but then after 3 seconds, I'm like, I gotta
just say
something.
Yeah, you gotta jump in, dog, because sometimes it's like, okay, you don't want to say exactly what you're thinking in
that self edit.
It's like Dave Scalish is gonna run in here, like the silence detectors are gonna go off or something.
No, you know what's funny? Because I had a flash of Rod saying, "Oh my God, what did he just?" You know what I mean? I didn't feel like getting that email, man. So I just left it alone.
Any of us could end up with an email after today's
show. That's true. I mean, a lot of dome discussion today. Hugh, once again, just encouraging violence. Yep.
I'm not encouraging violence.
You said Jack needed to swing.
We settled on power slap.
I would settle for the power slap.
Okay,
the power slap is a good idea because you know. But when you say like. Invoke Rocky and Mr. T, a woman, because I remember how disrespectful.
It was wild of Joe to do that.
It was real disrespectful. And then you have everybody telling you, hey, that might not be the move you want to make.
Yeah.
But I will say this, because I know Jack is probably listening, and this is the segment where we used to call in the street putting jumper cables on somebody. He wouldn't try me like that. He knew who to try. So he tried Jack.
I think Jack needs to respond to this today.
I'm sure he will.
Needs to respond to that. That was absurd. That was outrageous. Like
you heard people say all the time, try Jesus, don't try me. he knew who to try.
Well, stay tuned. We'll hear Jack's response to Joe later on.
That was super messy.
But a fun show today. Thank you to Kyle Quinn for producing the show. Afternoon show coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.